Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, friends, and welcome to the second episode of our new radio talk show, Friends Forum. My name is John McCormick, and I am your host. Just as the talk show name suggests, this is an open forum that's informal for our friends to come together and discuss topics and or share random thoughts. Although I will suggest topics at times, everyone is welcome to suggest a topic as well. Most topics are welcomed, but just remember, we are on the air. So please keep that in mind. The show tonight will be in four segments over the next hour. There will be some fun retro radio commercials and a couple of songs in addition to our discussion. I created this show so friends that may never get a chance to meet in person can at least talk to each other here. It's like the next best thing. We get a chance to put a voice with a face. I just want to say how grateful I am for all my friends I have made online through Facebook and other social networking sites. And I want to thank each one of you for being a friend and being there for me. With that thought in mind, this TV show theme song seems fitting right now. Enjoy it, and then we will be right back to start the show. And we are back. What a great TV show that was. I think we all are grateful for the friends that we have that stick with us through thick and thin. I know I do. Anyways, it's time to start the show. You have two options. You can choose to just listen to the show, or you can also call in to join the live group discussion on the air. If you call in, you will hear the show through your phone. The listener dial-in number is 646-478-3380. That's 646-478-3380. So please call now to be connected. Thank you in advance for listening to the show and to anyone that may call in. Again, please call in now.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to welcome everyone again, and I just wanted to welcome our first caller. I believe this is Grant. Is that you, Grant?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how are you doing this evening? I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. Yeah, we have a good show planned tonight. I have several topics of discussion, and we've got a couple of retro radio commercials, and I'm debuting a song and a comedy routine and just a bunch of stuff. So we should have a great time. We hope that we'll get some callers tonight and see how that goes. But let me ask you, I mean, what you said you're doing okay tonight. How's your weekend? Do you have any plans this weekend?
No, not really in particular. Just cleaning up the place and getting some last-minute Christmas shopping done, basically.
Did you guys get the Christmas tree decorated from last week?
No, we have not yet. I still got to find time to do that.
Well, you got, 10 days to Christmas, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, that's good. At least you'll get it eventually, you know. But you know what I wanted to do before, while we're waiting for some more callers, is, you know, like I said, I do have some topics planned for discussion tonight. But before I get into that, and, you know, usually we try to have fun on the show and talk about some fun issues, but I did want to just acknowledge the tragic shootings yesterday at the elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut, where so many children and adults lost their lives. And, you know, when a tragedy occurs like this, there is always, you know, the question about, you know, why did something like this happen? And, you know, some claim the killer sometimes has a mental illness and or anger management issues or whatever. But what are your thoughts about that, Grant?
Well, I haven't had time to really read up on it, but I just heard that he had something, personality disorder or something like that.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like he was autistic or something from the radio, but then I heard it was something to do with personality disorder, and they, you know, his mom was a teacher there, so they just kind of, you know, they let him in without thinking he was going to do anything. So they kind of, you know, ignored their own security because they didn't think he'd do anything like that. And
Right.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second, Grant. I believe we have another caller. Who's on the line?
Hello.
Hi, this is John. Who's calling?
Hi, John. This is Terry from Virginia.
Hi, Terry. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. I'm kind of glad that you're talking about this tonight. First of all, congratulations on your show.
Oh, thank you.
But I think what I would like to see out of all this is that a law be passed to where you cannot post their photo or their name on any mass murders. Trying to outdo them, you know, one another. I mean, this might not be the case, but it just seems like, you know, the death toll is getting higher and higher. Like they're trying to outdo and go down, you know, being famous or, I mean,
right.
Me or?
I agree with you. I believe they shouldn't get any recognition at all, because maybe that's what's going through their mind, you know, at the last minute, you know, well, at least I'm going to make a name for myself, whether it's famous or infamous or whatever, but I agree. I think I don't think they should get so much attention. It's true.
Yeah, I do not. I don't have television. I only have Netflix. Thank goodness, especially for, you know, something like this. But you know, it really upset me when I did get on the internet and I thought, you know, because I'm a journalist, so I thought, you know, I better get caught up on this. I look.
Sure.
The first picture I see is of the man. And I'm like,
right.
Are you kidding me? I want to see the heroes.
Right. Well, you know, just like Grant was mentioning that he supposedly had some kind of personality disorder or whatever, but, you know, you hear that a lot, you know, about that, and that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about, too, because you know how, like, when you go on the airplane, there's sometimes a list of people that they want to check twice or three times mm-hmm. before they let them on the plane. Well, I feel there should be some kind of list if it's known. You know, some people have a mental illness, but they're never diagnosed. But if you go to a psychiatrist or a doctor or whatever and you're diagnosed with that or you have maybe a mental disability, I think there should be some kind of database or a list, you know, so that when someone goes to get a gun, I mean, it may not stop them from getting a gun, but, I mean, if it does, maybe that's great if it can make it difficult for them, but at least they'll be on the list. It won't say anything about their health, but it, you know, personal information, but it can at least, you know, say something that they should not get a gun. You know, do not sell this to them. That's just my idea, you know.
Yeah, that's true, but then I'm wondering if this will, like, prevent people from, you know, because I know a lot of people, I mean, not a lot of people, but I knew some people that I'm like, well, you know, you should just, you know, go to talk to a counselor in there, and they're like, no way, I'm not going to get that in the
exactly.
computer. So
exactly.
I'm wondering if in the long run something like that would eventually backfire, like, oh, no, because I like hunting and, you know, I mean, you know what I, so I'm.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It may prevent them from wanting to be diagnosed because then they wouldn't be able to get the gun. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what's the right answer, actually.
Right, I don't either. But I do know that, you know, that they do say, though, a lot of these people were already diagnosed before they did the mass murders, because I know that one guy, I can't remember the university, but he killed over 100 people, and they said he had a long history of mental illness. It was even in his chart
yeah.
that he was a danger to himself.
That was like a few miles from my house. It was Virginia Tech.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's where it's
yes.
at. Yeah.
Exactly. So.
Yeah. So that's
anyway.
Why I was saying that. You know, just because I know too. You know, sometimes. Insurance companies, especially employers that have insurance companies for their employees, they really cut back on coverage, too, for mental health. You know, they don't, they make them pay, you know, like sometimes 50% of the deductible or whatever. I forget what it is, but I know that some medications for psychiatric help can cost almost $1,000 for just a 30-day supply.
Oh,
and then if your insurance is only going to pay, like, even 80%, that's still possibly, like, $100 out of your pocket that people may not have per month. So I'm just saying, you know, I know that that's not going to prevent anybody from getting a gun, but I just think it's so sad that in most cases it is somebody that's been diagnosed already or something, What do you think about that, Grant? Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open up the lines because I know everybody on Facebook and everything like that is going, get off the line so we can call.
Oh, no, you're welcome to stay the entire time because, see, what's happening is with my show, I can have up to 50 people at one time all listening in on their phones, and because we're going to have other topics tonight. So, I mean, if you want to stay and just listen until you want to, you know, comment, you're more than happy to do that on your phone. You don't have to hang up unless you wanted to or something. So you're welcome to stay.
Okay, I'll stay.
Okay, very good. Well, Grant, did you have any final thoughts on that? Because I just wanted to bring that up kind of briefly and address it.
Well, yeah, I mean, they usually have some idea that the person is unbalanced. I remember the Fort Hood shooter, you know, they just kept, they all knew something was wrong with him, and they kept promoting him to, you know, to move him to different bases. So, you know, it's just basically just kicking the can down the road with a lot of these people. And, you know, they do have prior knowledge before they go off like this, usually.
Right. Well, okay, I just wanted to bring that up because I thought it was something very important to address since it just happened yesterday, and it's so tragic. And, I mean, you know, you hear about these shootings, but when it's little kids, 6 years old and 7 years old, it's just heartbreaking. So I guess we'll leave this topic here for now, friends. And but like I said, it's a very important topic and one I am sure that we will be discussing, you know, many people will be discussing it for a long time. I guess we just need to keep everyone that's been affected by this tragedy in our thoughts and our prayers. and that's what we can do now. But now what I wanted to do is I wanted to, because we're already out of our, we're already done with our first segment, so I wanted to go ahead and play a flashback retro radio commercial that will lead us into our next segment and topic for tonight. Enjoy it, and we'll be right back.
Deedle-dum-dum, there was a turtle by the name of Bert. And Bert the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He ducked and covered. Ducked and covered.
Now, you and I don't have shells to crawl into like Bert the turtle, so we have to cover up in our own way. Paul and Patty know this. No matter where they go or what they do, they always try to remember what to do if the atom bomb explodes right then. It's a bomb. Duck and cover. Here's Tony going to his Cub Scout meeting. Tony knows the bomb can explode any time of the year, day or night. Duck and cover. Attaboy, Tony. That flash means act fast. Sundays, holidays, vacation time, we must be ready every day, all the time, to do the right thing if the atomic bomb explodes. Duck and cover. That's the first thing to do.
Welcome back, friends, to the Friends Forum. Please call in to join the live on-air discussion by calling 646-478-3380. That's 646-478-3380, and you will be connected. Please call in now.
Well, thank you guys for listening to that. The reason I played it is because it reminds me of the end of the world talk, you know, that's being that's going on right now because of the end of the Mayan calendar next Friday on December 21st. But before we discuss that, I did want to share something interesting with you. At least it's interesting to me because when I was 10 years old, I actually wrote in my journal that I thought that the world was going to end on December 12th, 2012, which was 12-12-12. And although an asteroid did pass close to Earth that day, we are still here, and I think that we also will be here, and that will be the case on December 21st. But what do you guys think about all this talk about the end of the world? Grant?
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting with the, you know, I was reading some of the theories that people have come up with, and they're kind of entertaining to read through. I'm trying to think of some of the more memorable ones. It was in the paper the other day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, it's always something that's going on. You know, either it's Y2K, I believe, something's going to happen, and there's always something to get people excited and concerned. And but you said there were some things that you read in the paper. Do you remember any of them that you might have read? Or
yeah, I remember some of the ones from China were really just out there. Something about a UFO being hidden up in the Ural Mountains or something, and you know, it only a certain amount of people can escape. So it's built for like 500, and they're going to just leave everyone behind. And that's one that really stood out. I'm trying to think of some of the others out there, but yeah.
Well, you know, that reminds me of a movie. What was it called? The Day After Tomorrow? No, it wasn't that. It was the movie where they were supposed to have a major earthquake and just everything was going to happen and flood the earth. And they had it also in China where they had these boats, you know, these like arks that everyone was going to get into that paid all this money, and then they were going to be they get to live and then repopulate the earth or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that, do you remember that movie? Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, wasn't that 2012? But that was the other one from China. It was it's going to be like the biblical flood, and there two guys were you know, building arks. They're actually building arks in China. I can't remember the name of them, but.
Oh, okay. So they really are doing that. That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't think it would do much good. You know?
No. No, not at all. Well, you know what? You know what? One of the things I wondered is that if, say, somehow, you know, scientists knew that next Friday or any particular day, I don't know, an asteroid huge like the size of Earth or whatever, something was going to hit us or do something that was going to end life on Earth. I just wonder how would people spend, you know, like that last week, you know, of their life? What would they want to do and what would they do? How would you spend it, Grant? Remembering that we're on the air, I just wanted to say.
Keep it clean.
I think it would be just like total anarchy. I mean, if that were to really happen, I mean, it would just be like New Year's Eve times a billion, you know, all over around the globe.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What about you, Terry? What would you do for the last week?
Actually, I posted on my Facebook. I said, if you really think that the world's going to end on the 21st, leave everything at my door on the 20th.
I like that. I like that.
I want to know, because I'm way over here in Virginia. I'm dying to know from the other side of the world. Are you all having parties? Because I have two parties to go to that night. One is a favorite restaurant, you know, bar thing that's like the end of the world party, and then it's kind of like a zombie. You have to dress as a zombie. There's actually two parties that I have to go to that night. What's going on over there?
I actually had a party on, well, kind of like a celebration, was on 12-12-12, you know, the date that I selected as a kid, uh-huh. Because I thought, well, something's going to happen, maybe, you know. But my friend and I, we kind of went out, had dinner, and, you know, kind of celebrated, had a few drinks. We kind of celebrated a little bit.
Yeah.
What about you, Grant? Do you have anything planned for the end of the world?
No. Nothing planned, but I think, you know, what gives credence to that theory is, you know, how many things those ancient humans, you know, they're right about. You know, how could they, especially in terms of astronomy, you know, it wasn't not right about everything, but there's certain details that I think kind of gives some people some pause that, you know, they had some kind of future knowledge, but...
Yeah, it's interesting. It really is the things that that they have found, you know, that's been written on the walls or other ways. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. But, well, guys, guess what? It's time for me to take another break, but it's not going to be a break this time. But let me just hold on just a second, and I'm going to let's see here.
Well, friends, it's time for another break. But this time, instead of a commercial, I am playing another new single just released that my dear friend, country music artist Raquel Renner wrote and sang. I met Raquel on YouTube over 5 years ago. Here is her new single, I Wanna Know You.
Talk with you. I wanna see the world through your eyes. I wanna stay with you. I wanna play with you. See the rain fall down from your sky. Don't be afraid to show me what you made of. I'm not afraid of the truth. I wanna know. You think they mean? I wanna feel what makes your heart beat. If you take a stand that I don't understand, it's okay if it's confusing to me. Uncomplicated is so overrated. Love is not just something you do. I wanna know, yeah.
And we are back. I hope you guys enjoyed Raquel's song. If you did, it's available now on iTunes. All you have to do is just type her name into the search, Raquel Renner. That's spelled R-E-N-N-E-R. Or you can also type in the address that would go straight to where her site there, and that is www.itunes.com/Raquel Renner. You can also type her name into YouTube. And you can also type her name into Google, and you'll get lots of information there. But if you want all of her complete information, what you would want to do is go to her personal website, which is www.raquelrenner.com, and she'll give you all her information, and I'm sure that once you go there, you're going to be a big fan. Thank you very much for supporting her.
Well, I just realized I gave Raquel's iTunes link incorrectly. I meant to say it's www.itunes.com/ Raquel Renner. It's not it's forward slash, not backslash. Well, what did you guys think about her song?
I loved it.
Oh, great.
I think if you ever need a theme song, you should have her score something for you.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's awesome. She's already she already has a couple of albums out, and she just got signed a record deal in Tennessee. So she's got a band now, big band, and she's doing great. So I'm just really proud of her. But you know what really amazes me is, you know, how someone like Raquel or any performer, you know, can or public speaker can just get up in front of a group of people and speak or perform. I used to have a huge phobia about public speaking, but I guess I'm kind of getting out of it since I am hosting this live show. But I still have some strong phobias about other things. But how about you guys? Do you have, like, any phobias at all?
I think I speak for everybody that's alive, spiders.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the one everyone names first.
Yes, spiders. I it seems like bugs in general I have some kind of a phobia about, especially bees. I don't know why, but I'm like a little girl when it comes to bees. That's why when I'm at a picnic outside and a bee comes by, I swear I scream like a little girl.
I know. I look like a ninja.
Do you have any phobias yourself, Grant?
Well, I was just going to mention that at my parents' house, I don't know how this happened, but there's a beehive in the ceiling, and it, like, there's one room, or the guest room in there, like, honey started leaking from the ceiling, so they have to hire, I don't know what you call the
beekeeper.
Beekeeper, yeah. And they have to go in and freeze the queen, and then, you know, they'll follow them out. Yeah, but it's, I have gotten stung, like, once or twice before there, like, when I was sleeping, and it's, wasn't too fun. I was like, I no longer sleep there in the guest room when I want to stay over.
Yeah, boy. Well, you know, one of the biggest phobias I have is going to the dentist. I go to the dentist. It doesn't keep me from it. But I don't care if it's just getting a cleaning. You know, I'm lying there, and I'm gripping the the armrest, you know, tight as can be. My hands are sweating. My whole body's, like, stiff and stuff. And all they're doing is just cleaning my teeth, you know. So it's crazy. And not to mention if some, God forbid, I'd have to get a filling, you know. And then you hear that drill.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Actually, you know what? I think I have the drill sound here. Let me see, just to refresh our memories.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh.
I know. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, you know, the other phobia I have is, and I love dogs. You know, we always had dogs growing up. We had puppies and dogs and just cats and everything. So I love animals overall. But for some reason over the years, living in San Francisco and hearing all these tragic things that's happened where people are attacked by dogs and killed, and then, like, actually here in San Francisco, we had a very high-profile case of a woman that was just coming out of her apartment and a dog killed her in the hallway. Yeah, it was really sad. So for over now, so since all that's happened, now, if I see a dog, especially if it's a big dog without a leash on it, that's the only time I start to, you know, get scared, is if they don't have a leash. And wouldn't you know it, my friend and I, it was a beautiful day, and my friend and I decided to have a picnic in this nice park here in San Francisco. So here we are sitting there, you know, on the ground, you know, on the blanket, all that, and we're having a picnic. And all of a sudden, like, five dogs are all running around playing, which is nice. But then they came to us, and they were just, like, running around in circles. And I was like, oh, I'm freaking out. Because, you know, that's like a phobia of mine. But, you know, I love dogs, like I said. I have nothing against them. But I did want to just take a break here to just remind the listeners that haven't called in yet to please do so now if you can, because the show is already more than half over. So please call 646-478-3380. That's 646-478-3380. And then if you call now, you can be connected to the live conversation. So we hope to hear from you. Whoever's listening, don't be shy. These are all friends here. And we want to hear from you, so give us a call. So, do you guys like those retro commercials I play? Because I played some last week too, Terry. But I wanted to play just two more really quickly, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about some other stuff. And I may share, I haven't decided yet, but I may share a comedy routine that I wrote and recorded just the other day. So I'm thinking of maybe sharing that with you guys because it hasn't had a public, presentation yet, you know, a debut or whatever you want to call it. So hold on just for a second, and we're going to go to commercial, and then we'll be right back.
Thirsty people everywhere prefer ice-cold Pepsi-Cola, and because it's light, it refreshes without filling.
Charlie, be sociable.
I am, Kay. Pepsi is a favorite of thirsty people from Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida.
Charlie.
It's perfect for parties or picnics, so serve Pepsi to your guests.
That's helpful, but...
This is the sociable part. Keep plenty of Pepsi ice cold and ready. Remember, it goes fast because everybody likes Pepsi.
Singing still sounds more inviting. May I?
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi. Refreshing Pepsi. Stay young and fair and debonair. Be sociable. Have a Pepsi.
But singing doesn't say, pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today. Better yet, get a case.
You do that.
Budweiser commercial featuring the crew cut.
Where there's life, there's fun. At a concert or a show, in your own backyard, wherever you go, Budweiser's here is for folks to know. Where there's life, there's Budweiser.
You know, it's nice when I play them because those retro radio commercials about the products like, you know, Pepsi and Budweiser I just played just now, that they still exist, you know, today. There are so many products over the years that didn't stand the test of time, and it's so nice to see that they still do. Like, I just found out when I was doing some research, I didn't know it, but I thought that Bazooka Gum never existed anymore, you know? And when I was a kid... my mom or dad would give me a quarter, and I'd go down to the corner grocery store. And back then, okay, this is going to tell you my age, but back then you could buy a piece of candy for a penny. So, you know, a quarter was a lot. You know, that's 25 pieces of candy. But what would I buy? I would buy 25 pieces of Bazooka gum. And by the time I got home, I'd probably have 10 pieces in my mouth. You know, I love that stuff, you know. And to this day, I just love bubble gum. I don't know. So, but anyways, but you know, I think what I'm going to do is just throw it out at you guys here for a moment and just see if there's a topic. Because, you know, I like to keep it open for my callers to maybe suggest a topic. But is there anything going on that you'd like to talk about, Terry or Grant?
Not that I want to talk about it, but I'd like to tell you personally, I have a television show and I have call-in people just like you do, and I never was on the other side of it. And when you said, do you want to hold on? I was like, inside of my head, I wanted to say, no, just hang up. Just, you don't want to talk. And for once in my life, I'm on the other side of it. And when you're saying, everybody call in, I know now how people feel when they have to call in and talk. It's oh my gosh. It's so hard to do this.
Yeah, well, you know, the good thing is that I only advertise the show, like, on Facebook right now, so it's always friends, usually it's friends of mine and friends of friends, so I think that's what makes me feel comfortable, and then Grant is a big supporter because he called last week and stayed with me for the hour, and he called this week and stayed with me for the hour, so I really appreciate that, Grant.
Yeah, just don't feel offended when people don't call on because they're still listening.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have a record it's a reporting record that comes up after my show, and it tells me how many people listen to the show and how many people. Yeah, and what's really nice is every episode is recorded, and it goes into an archive automatically. So last week, since now, 1 week later, over 700 people have listened to my show. From last week. So I really appreciate that. And I do encourage anybody, you know, that can to call in because we really would love to hear from them. So I'm just going to give the number one more time out there. It's 646-478-3380. That's 646-478-3380. Grant, did you have a Granty saying for us this week? You didn't have one last week, so I was just wondering. See, Grant, I wanted to let you know, Terry. See, Grant is he has really great sayings that he comes up with on his wall, and sometimes he'll have five or six of them in a row, you know, and they're always interesting. So I'm not putting you on the spot,
Grant. I'm going to have to friend him.
Yeah, absolutely. But Grant, I'm not putting you on the spot, but I'm just asking, did you have a saying for us tonight?
Yeah, I'll have to wait till the inspiration hits me, you know, hopefully.
No problem. No problem.
I was just going to say, it's a shame because you have so many friends, you know, overseas in other countries, and due to the time zones, you know, they might be asleep when this thing is airing. But it would be great if we could, like, you know, somehow get them on sometime. But I'm not sure how to do that, you know.
Well, you know, maybe I'll throw this out at your for a suggestion because I can right now. I have the ability, and I've been offered to be able to do it. I can have a 2-hour show every day, 7 days a week, if I want it. But I just picked an hour, just on Saturdays, just to get started. But I can really have this show any time of day too. Do you think, Grant or Terry, would there be a better time, you think, where people might... Because I know a lot of people go out on Saturday nights, so they may not be able to listen to the show live. They may just check it out in an archive. But is there any other date or day of the week that you think might be better?
I think it's a hit and miss, you know, because I just happen to be home. You know, luckily, you know, I'm way ahead of you, so it's almost 11 o'clock here. So I was lucky, you know, to be here, but I think What you need to do is make sure that it's on the same day and not skip around. That's
okay.
The luck that I had is that, you know, I like chose something, and you can skip around initially, but then when you realize that you have a lot of people watching that certain day, stay there and don't move, and then everybody will go, hey, it's Tuesday night, at, you know, that's, you know, John's show, and so I
but
think...
that makes sense. That makes sense, because actually what motivated me to do this show is that this lady, she's the host of the show, too, and using the same system, and she... I used to listen to her show every Friday at 7 o'clock. So it was consistent.
Yes.
So that's what I understand what you're saying. It should be where people just know automatically. They don't have to look it up. They just know it's 7 o'clock on Saturday. You know.
Yeah.
Is the show. Okay, great. That's a great suggestion. What I wanted to do is I wanted to have some comic relief, you know, tonight before we hang up, because you know we did kind of start it with a very sad topic. So I don't know if you guys have heard this yet or not, but this is a audio clip of Richard Simmons calling this older man, and it cracks me up because it's a prank call. So I don't know if you guys have heard it or not, but I swear I don't care how many times I listen to it, I just laugh. So here it is.
Okay.
Hello.
For all these years, I wondered what I would say if I ever found you.
Who is this?
My name is Cheryl. I believe I am your daughter.
You must have the wrong number.
Oh, my God. My name is Cheryl, and I'm your daughter.
I don't have a daughter named Cheryl.
Please tell me why you're doing this to yourself.
What do you mean why I'm doing this to myself? You better get over this phone before I call a telephone company and have them to come get you.
I don't like this new attitude of yours.
You don't have to like it. Just get off my phone. Hello?
I just want you to be my mom.
You want what?
I just want you to be my mom.
How can a man be a mom?
Well, I'll think about it.
Well, you better think a long time and don't dial this number again.
I mean, for your whole life, you knew nothing about me.
I don't want to know anything about you now. I just want you to get off my phone and leave me alone.
I'm so sorry.
Well, shame is that by not calling me anymore.
Okay.
Hello.
My name is Cheryl. I believe I am your daughter.
I told you to get off my phone and quit calling me. Now I mean it. I'm going to have you put in jail if you don't.
What's wrong?
Huh?
What's wrong?
What's right?
Please don't hang up the phone again.
I'm going to hang up the phone again because I've got no time for you.
Don't you start with me.
What do you mean don't start with you? You started it. You started it when you dialed my number.
Where's Mama?
What?
Where's Mama?
You heard Mama. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
Well, show me you're sorry by leaving me alone and don't dial my number anymore.
I'll call back in an hour.
You better not.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, if you call back, the telephone company is going to monitor the call, and they're going to know who you are, and they're going to come get you.
She's so beautiful.
I don't know what you're talking about.
My name is Cheryl, and I'm your daughter.
Oh, you're not my daughter. I don't have a daughter named Cheryl. I don't have a daughter that's a man.
Sure.
Obviously, you're a male. You sound like a male.
No.
And how could I be your mom? Because I'm a male, too.
Don't you start with me.
Well, you started it.
I don't like this new attitude of yours.
I don't like you either.
What's wrong?
What?
What's wrong?
What do you mean, what's right?
Well, I'll think about it.
Well, you better think about it for 1,000 years.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Wait, why do you say no?
Is this Diane?
What?
Is this Diane?
Is it what?
Is this Diane?
Tan.
Is this Diane?
No.
I just love that, you know. Isn't that great? Oh, my God. I know. I found that on YouTube one day.
Oh, my gosh. That is so,
you know,
where did
they,
you find that?
I don't know, but he just called that, you know, called
oh
that number. Or I think he was on... Howard Stern when he did it, you know?
Sadly enough, it sounds like one of my neighbors.
Yeah, I just love that. I love that.
Oh my gosh. Now, didn't you say you had a comedy routine, or was that it?
I do have a comedy routine. Would you guys like to hear it?
Absolutely.
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, it's not risque or anything like that. I really had to change some words and stuff, but I'm going to let you hear it. Here it goes.
Okay, thanks.
I recently got into a fight with my partner. It was brutal. It was like the final battle scene from The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Relationships are hard, aren't they? Has anybody been in a breakup? I think most of us have. Now, who wishes they were going through one? Oh, well, maybe you can't answer that right now. You can, you know, let me know later. Has anybody gone through a breakup but didn't know they were going through a breakup until the last minute? In other words, who has been dumped? That's what happened to me recently. I guess the writing was on the wall, literally, or to be more specific, the ceiling. I woke up one morning, opened my eyes, and written above me with my shaving cream was, "Get up, get dressed, and get the hell out," with a smiley face. Why do people put smiley faces on everything? My ex would do that all the time. You know, he'd say, "John, remember to take out the trash," smiley face. "John, you were a real butt last night. We need to talk," smiley face. I guess if you put a smiley face on it, you can say anything, like, "Go to hell, butt wipe," smiley face. "I slept with your wife," smiley face. Or your doctor can write you a note that says, "You have 2 weeks to live," smiley face. That's what we should all do, put smiley faces on everything. That makes everything okay. So anyways, I woke up, and here is this message written above me saying, "Get the hell out." Looking back, there were signs this was maybe going to be coming. First, we stopped having relations that often. Then things started disappearing from the apartment. A vase here, a mirror there. But when the couch disappeared, I started to freak out. First, I thought we had a ghost or something, like, because, you know, that has happened to me before. It really did. I grew up in a haunted house and started seeing ghosts at the age of 2. You know, it's like I see dead people, you know, like the boy in the movie The Sixth Sense. But it really did happen. When I got older and moved out on my own, I thought that would be the end of it. But one day, things started disappearing in my apartment. Then one night, this something jumped on my bed. I looked down, and it was a big, dark, smoky figure. It threw me back on the bed. I could feel it, you know, just holding me down. I'm serious about this. Then this ghost or whatever started moving all over my bed, touching my body everywhere. And I have to admit, parts of my body did have a reaction. Can you believe it? I got felt up by a ghost. Yeah, then after it had its way with me, it left and never came back. Just like when we started to get intimate, it disappeared. That's like some of my dates lately. Anyways, when things started disappearing recently, I thought the ghost was back. I was a little scared, but also I was a little excited. I thought, well, maybe I might be getting lucky again. When I mentioned my concerns to my partner about things disappearing, you'll love the response. I was asked, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yes. The damn couch is gone. Yes, I'm sure." The response was, "I don't remember having a couch like that. Are you feeling okay?" I said, I don't know what you're talking about. We did have a couch. It was your mother's. So I said, "Wait a minute. You took those things, didn't you? Are you leaving me?" There was this pause for a moment, and then my partner shocked me and said, "Yes, I am!" Just screaming at me, and I said, "Why?" And the response was, "Because I'm sick of you. You drive me nuts. I want you out. I'm selling the house, and I already found a new place, so get out." Can you believe that? I'm like, what the hell? Where is all this coming from? Well, maybe there was one thing that, you know, helped, you know, break us up, and that could have been maybe when I went a little wacko for a while. The official term, I guess, is chemical imbalance. When the doctor told me that, I was like, "You mean I'm nuts?" He said, "No, there are meds for this. You'll be okay." But I wasn't okay. For a while, I was totally wacko. I first hallucinated my room in my living room had become a desert and that God was talking to me. I actually had a very long conversation with him, and this was all without drugs. Then I thought I was the second coming of Christ, you know, the return of the Messiah. The only difference was that I believed I wouldn't be called Jesus. Instead, my name would be called Sam. I actually wanted to grow a beard, wear a robe, and pray all the time. but it was when I got to the point where I believed I was God himself. That's when I realized that maybe, you know, I might be becoming a little, you know, irrational. I call it my Anne Hesh moment. Okay, I didn't go out into the desert. The desert came to me. Nor was I looking for a spaceship, or did I temporarily become a lesbian. I did, however, lose touch with reality for a brief moment. Actually, I think it made me more interesting when I went a little nuts. I think everybody loves a crazy person. You know, am I right? You probably know someone a little nuts right now, and maybe you are. Anyways, thank God, the real one, not me, for meds. The only problem with meds is there's sometimes some very serious side effects. When I started my meds, my side effects were so serious, I actually ended up in a medical journal. Seriously. Well, you be the judge. First, my eyesight became blurry. Then I became extremely lethargic. The only time I would move would be when I would have involuntary muscle movements, like my arms jerking and my legs jumping. But the worst side effect of all was when I became completely numb in my groin area. I couldn't feel my penis. Think about that, guys. You know, I'd be like trying to feel it, and then nothing. I would try again, and still nothing. So here I am, partially blind, sitting like a zombie on the couch, trying to guess the next area of my body that would jump or move involuntarily. And did I mention I couldn't feel my penis? Now do you see why I ended up in a medical journal? Thank God my doctor changed my meds. Can you believe it took 2 weeks for the side effects to go away and I could finally feel my boys? I still remember my first time I could feel them again, and so does the ceiling. And that leads us right back to that message that was written on the ceiling. So I guess I better do what it asked me to do and get the hell out.
Oh, my gosh. So did you guys like that? Was it okay?
Oh, my gosh.
But that was the first time I've played it publicly. So, you know, I appreciate you guys being my first audience. What I'd like to do someday is actually perform that and some other ones, you know.
Are you not allowed to cuss on this? Is this like,
Well, no, they have where it's where you can set it, and mine set it mature.
Oh, okay.
They also have a level where you can set it at explicit, but I don't, you know, this one's more just for mature. Yeah. But I did want to acknowledge, we do have another caller here for our last segment, and I just wanted to see if they would like to introduce themselves. Who's calling in?
This is Jake.
Jake. Hi, Jake. How are you?
Hey, Johnny Angel. Good. How you doing? I'm enjoying the show.
Oh, great. Have you been listening to it?
Yes, for maybe 40 minutes now.
Well, thank you for calling in. I'm glad you did, because you caught it, you know, while I was doing a routine, so I wasn't able to acknowledge you.
Well, actually, I caught it sort of at the beginning of the routine, or actually a little before that. I heard you mention something about silly, crazy people or whatever, and that's my cue right there. So I have to pick up the phone. So I have to pick up the phone and dial.
Well, how are you doing this evening, Jake? What are you?
I'm doing fine. Just sort of lazying about the house and decided to check on the show. I completely forgot about your last week's show, so I felt a little obligated as a friend to pop open the computer and now pick up the phone.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. And we're going to have the show, just so everyone knows, you know, every Saturday at 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. 7 to 8 for now. And eventually I may make it a two-hour show, but we'll just see how that goes. But for now it'll be an hour. And so I'm glad that you were able to listen in for most of the show then, because you got to hear, you know, some of the stuff that I was playing. I just did you get to hear the Richard Simmons?
I certainly did, and I laughed and laughed and laughed, and then I had to go pee.
Oh, no. Okay.
It was quite silly, but I loved it. Oh, I loved it. I wish I was the one making the phone call.
Well, now, you know, I did. You know, Jake, next week, if you get a chance, or any of the Saturdays, you know, call in a little earlier, and we'll be able to talk a little bit more. But we're just down to 5 minutes right now, and mm-hmm. I did promise a friend that I would play this. She's not feeling well right now. She's one of my friends on Facebook, and and it's her favorite Christmas song. So I told her I'd play her favorite Christmas song. So I'm going to play that, but I'll be right back, okay? So,
sure.
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys for listening to that. I just wanted to do that for my friend. And do any of you have a favorite holiday song or of your own or holiday movie or anything like that?
That's definitely one of them.
Yeah, that I remember that. I'm almost 50, and I remember listening to that one as a kid. My parents and their record player in the months of June, July, August, September. I'm serious. I was 10, 12, 14, and they'd look at me like I was crazy. But I was such a Christmasaholic. And, yep, that brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah, that's an oldie but a goodie. I mean, I think my mother even liked that song. That was one of her favorites, too. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it is the holiday season, and I haven't really watched much television, but I know they're playing a lot of the holiday movies and TV shows and things like that. But I guess I should turn it on once in a while, but I'm not a TV watcher.
Oh, I wanted to thank you for acknowledging Hanukkah on Facebook. I forgot. So I saw your Facebook thing. I was like, oh, my gosh, I forgot. I had to, like, say hi to all my Jewish friends out there, so I appreciate you posting that.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah, I almost forgot myself. It was like the eighth day or the seventh day or something, and I was like, oops, I'm slipping, because usually I post it the first day. Well, guys, I have to end it right now. We're running out of time.
Okay.
Friends, we are out of time for tonight. Thank you for listening and participating by calling in. Be sure to join us again next Saturday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I wish you all a great night and also a very peaceful and joyful holiday season and every time of the year. This is John signing off. Goodbye for now, friends.